Okay.
Dean, after a kind of impressive but defensive first couple of periods, could you have seen that third period coming, and how do you think you handled it?
You know what? We made some mistakes in the first two as far as allowing them to get some chances off the rush. We didn't like our commitment to knock people down or defend really hard in front of our net. They were obviously just throwing some pucks there, and they caught a couple of breaks, a couple of bounces. But we need to get a little firmer in front of the net in those, you know, situations where, you know, Elvis doesn't have to compete so hard to find pucks. It should be, you know, we should have people away from our net. But that team, although they do score off of the rush, they're a gritty group that gets to the net, and they had a lot of will, and, you know, so we bent a little bit, but, you know, we'll correct some stuff down around our net, but, you know, for the most part, we liked our game.
You just stick with the 11-4, it's seven defensemen. Going into that decision, and what did you see in this game that kind of makes you want to go back to it?
Well, I'll be completely honest. LeBanc was supposed to play tonight, but his wife's having a baby. Had a baby.
I'm still waiting for the update.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So I shouldn't have said that, because I probably was on my place. But so he was going to play, but so that pushed us into 11-7 again.
On the topic of bending and not breaking, is that a sign of growth with your team and be able to handle that kind of a storm like that, like you did in the third?
Yeah,
period?
For sure. Right now we can watch some video in a couple of days. We'll take tomorrow off, but we'll watch video in a couple of days. Obviously, we'll watch and break it down, and then we'll have a video session with the group of, you know, maybe there's some things that we want to correct. You know, to not allow the chances or the goals at the end, but yeah, I mean, we kept coming back, and, you know, there was no quit in our game. Did we want to get into a track meet or a run and gun and whatever it was at the end? No. We wanted to just lock it down, but yeah, we've got a learning experience.
Dean, I imagine you didn't really know Zach Werenski prior to getting here. Can you just give us your thoughts on him as a player and as a leader now?
I don't think, I know I'm not articulate enough to explain or to say how great a player and or person he is. He's been, like, he's so good offensively, but he's also fantastic defensively, and he's a pro that goes about his business that we all look to, like, not just the players. I mean, we're all watching how he conducts himself and in different situations, pressure situations. He just goes about his business. So he's been everything for us this season. There's no question about that.
Numbers-wise and everything else, it's an amazing season he's in the midst of right now.
Yeah, and like I say, offensively, sure, that's fantastic, right? I don't actually know the numbers, but I just know that his presence in there is not, he doesn't walk through the room and it's like, you know, Zach Werenski. I'm one of the guys. I'm just trying to help, trying to teach, trying to lead, and our group's following in that. And when, like, coaches can talk till they're blue in the face about, you know, leadership and team first and all that kind of stuff, but when you have people like him and, say, Monty up front too, that it's just such a better teaching tool for your team than coaches barking at them all the time.
Edge,
have you gotten him to smile yet?
Oh, yeah.
It's good.
Oh, yeah.
Got to loosen up a little.
Yeah, no, he... Yeah, you guys don't know all of them.
I was going to ask, just, we touched on this yesterday. It kind of feels like yesterday's practice, you guys moved past the tough game.
in the last game. But was it also important to kind of follow that up and just get a good winning feeling?
Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah, it's one thing to address it yesterday, you know, practice, and it's gone. But then if it something happened again tonight, negative, maybe it hangs around a little bit. But having said that, I think our group would have been fine either way. You know, they're building that resilience. They're building, you know, that whole pack mentality, whatever you want to call it, that they stick together. And something like that happened, we stuck together. But it's a good point. It's nice to get reinforced positively after that.
Yeah, you're not a big numbers guy necessarily, but are you aware of the 40 points and being tied points-wise with the last team in the playoffs in the East? And I'm guessing the players may check that. Just what kind of a boost can that be to see their names up there in the hunt still?
Yeah, listen, you're right. That's all new to me. I mean, I checked. I check and I look every now and then, but it's not like we don't have boards. We don't have, you know, that type of stuff. But yeah, the guys know that we're in, more importantly, they know that we're in the hunt. The more importantly, they know when they come in the dressing room every night for a game, we have a chance to win. Like, we have a chance to win every single night. And that's what I think is exciting for the group, gets them jacked. If we do that, then sure, then you'll accumulate, and hopefully at the end of the day, we'll take that first step, which we've talked about, of making the playoffs. But we've got a long way to go, and it's nice to get, again, reinforced with that. So, yeah, if the guys are motivated, everybody gets motivated different ways. Like, so if a guy, you know, wants to watch the standings and gets jacked that we're right there, perfect.
At the end there, when it looks like the walls are starting to kind of cave in a little bit, how can you speak to just how important it is to have Monahan out there, Werenski out there, Olivier, some of your older guys to just kind of calm things down and be like, hey, we're okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's important. Although it looked like it was chaotic a bit, you know, when they're coming, and there was no panic. Like, there's no, you know, yelling and, you know, going crazy on the ice or on the bench. It was just, you know what, okay. Like, we just go about our business. I think that allows us to go out that next shift and have a chance to score, which we were able to do. But, you know, just calm down and get the job done end of the day, even though maybe the shift before we didn't get the job done, it allows us to do that. So yeah, I think our even keel mentality has been real good.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Off tomorrow.
Yeah, let's take tomorrow off, everybody.